Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Patrick Comptus Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick, and I have to say I've been a little neglect on getting these podcasts out. As of this recording, it is January 30th, so almost a whole month has elapsed in 2025. Happy New Year for those of you who I've not given a podcast to. Been kind of busy with travel and projects, and one of the things that unfortunately fell through the cracks were these podcasts. So made a little bit of a New Year's resolution to try to do at least one podcast a month, more if I have time. So I'll try to be a little bit more diligent on that. Keep those ideas coming. I really enjoy some of the comments and reading through those and interacting with everybody. You know, good and bad, depending on, you know, what I read. But most of the time, everybody's given very positive comments, and I'm surely grateful for all of that, too. Today's podcast, what I wanted to do was talk a little bit about how to get the image size that you want in your photographs. And that may seem like kind of an easy thing to talk about, but it's not always easy to do. But I want to give some tips on things that I have learned over time from fellow photographers and things that have worked for me for getting the image size that I want and how to possibly increase it in the frame. Now, this is particularly relevant to wildlife photographers who want to do bird photography or big game or whatever the case may be. And there's a lot of ways that you can go with this, but today I'm talking about just filling the frame. Quite often, if you see some pictures that I've taken, I don't do that. I may take a picture of the critter in its environment to give you a better idea of where they live and what they have to deal with. But the majority of the time, at least particularly with birds, I really try to increase the size of the image in the frame. And here's some ways that I like to do it. Regardless of whether you have long glass, you know, 500-600 millimeters, which helps. And I'll get into that in a second. Or you have like a 70 to 200 or a 70 to 300 or 300 fixed prime, whatever the case may be. The easiest thing to do, if you can, there's a right and a wrong way to do this, is just zoom with your feet. Try to get a little bit closer to the subject if you can. And if it's a shy subject, that might be a little bit of a tough thing to do. So you might be limited in that respect. But many times, especially with bigger game and birds too, if you're sneaking up on the animal, and I say sneaking because you really don't. I mean, their senses are so acute and heightened that they know you're there, whether it be the smell or the sound or the sight. So I move very slowly, very deliberately, and I'm really paying attention to the biology of the animal. You know, what are the ears doing? What's the head doing? What are the eyes doing? Are they tensed up? You know, are they getting ready to run? Because most of the time, the critters that we want to shoot, unless it's an apex predator, are prey. So their instinct is to basically bolt when they see something like that, particularly a human silhouette or figure. So I generally will move, and then when I notice that, I freeze. I stop, wait for them to orientate, make the next move, if you will. Settle down, and then I may try to get a little closer. So once I have the image size in the frame that I want, I don't try to approach more unless the animal moves away from me and I need to maintain that. But the majority of the time, you can get the image frame or image size in the frame that you want by simply zooming with your feet. The second one is longer glass, if you can afford that. Obviously, the longer super telephotos and telephotos and things like that are more expensive, but they do afford you the ability to get a larger image size in your frame just by the nature of having them have a longer focal length. many of the lenses now that are coming out for the mirrorless cameras, regardless of make or model, are utilizing a built-in teleconverter, which helps. So for example, I have a 600 f4, and when I flip the switch, I do lose a stop, but I gain a longer focal length. So that's helpful too. So longer glass is an option, but not an option for everyone based on a price point or something like that. The next one is a tip that I use all the time, and it really does help. And that is, most cameras, if they're a full frame sensor, will have a DX crop mode, where once you get into that mode, it does seem to get you closer to the subject without really doing anything other than changing from FX mode full frame to maybe DX mode. And that's one way that you can increase the image size in your frame that's right built into your camera. I have one of my function buttons on my camera set for DX crop. I sometimes use it for not only still shots, but also for video. So it's a handy little tool to have. And the fact that it's so accessible, it's already built into the technology of your camera body for the most part. Unless you have a DX sensor camera, then obviously you're already in that mode and you're not going to be able to switch to a full frame. But for those of us that shoot full frame, this is a nice little tip that you can use to gain the image size that you want in the frame. The last one that I wanted to talk about are teleconverters. And I kind of touched on that earlier with the longer glass, because some of the longer glass now has teleconverters built in. And the neat thing about that is you can stack them too. So for example, on my 600 F4, I have a 1.4 teleconverter that will increase the focal length. If I want to put a 2X teleconverter on there, I can do that along with the built-in teleconverter. So it gives me a lot of reach. Yes, I do lose two stops of light, but you know, for most of the time, if I'm out in the field, I'm shooting at either F5.6 or F8. So for me, to lose a couple stops of light is really not that big of a deal, because I can compensate with my either my ISO or my shutter speed, and you know, get the desired picture that I want. So teleconverters are an option, and a lot of times on some cameras they can be stacked, which is kind of a nice perk to have. Now there is a cost, obviously, if it's not built into the lens, but compared to getting longer glass, it's a nice way to maybe invest a fraction of the price on an existing lens that you might have and increase your focal length to get that image size that you desire. So those are basically the four ways to get a better image size that I came up with and I use quite regularly on there. And it seems to serve me well. I seem to be able to get the image sizes that I want, and it works fairly well. So I hope that that is helpful for some of you. And I would love to hear your comments on ways that you get a bigger image size. One thing I should probably comment on, and I didn't cover it here in this podcast because I don't consider it, all of those things that I mentioned, you know, zooming with your feet, you have the longer glass, the teleconverters using DX crop, are all things that you can do at the point of capture and you have with you. There are ways to increase the file size with some AI software now, like Topaz Labs Gigapixel. But I don't really utilize that because I try to get the image size that I want in the field. Now, if I'm doing a landscape or something, and this is kind of a little off my topic, but then I might use the software. But for critters, no, I generally stick with those four things. So I hope you found that helpful. And like I mentioned, I will try to be a little bit more consistent with my podcasts here, maybe one a month for sure, and more if I get ideas and I feel the need to cover something in a podcast. So you can follow me on the web at patrickcomptusphotography.com. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, and I've recently left Twitter and gone to Blue Sky, which I'm finding a very, very nice community of folks that are not only great photographers, but quite friendly. And I like the content on there. So I'm also on Blue Sky if you just search for my name. So everybody have a great week. I will try to knock out another one of these next month with some ideas. Until then, get out there and try to make every click count.